Opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Inside the thing called music for making dance and ball.
B-day. Top of the morning take
that. All the ladies.
It must be perfect timing.
Ding, ding, ding.
So when you walked on by.
Love is love, love, love is love, love,
love is love.
Addicted
love.
To your drug, love. Yo, what's up, love?
Yo,
feeling for your love, drug. You the plug, love. Cupid shot that arrow, I got hit with the love, bub. Blessed with the curvature to strike a nerve. Yes, indeed, I'm blessed to see it, baby. You saucing, I need that recipe. I seen that talk in your walk, it was saying step to me. I definitely had to come and see the specimen specialty. Girl, you that ecstasy.
No, I got love for you, my baby.
No, I got love.
So when you walked on by, said I couldn't believe it. No, baby,
mercy.
I had to see with my own eyes.
Just in case y'all wondering if I hear, but this morning I wake up and I feel like a ghetto youth. So I just want, you know, play a little music for y'all. So I right here. Leave it, Mel, in the building. Y'all don't go nowhere. I got a DJ Chronic and Sanjato B.
Tell me say she's single and she don't have a man. Boom. Tell her, say, well, baby, you must be the one. Say she have a daughter, she must bring a son.
Impala.
Bring it, come, girl, rap a bum bum.
You know I got love for you, my baby.
Oh, I got love, yeah.
Can't change my love for you, my lady.
I need her, must be perfect timing. La 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 ding, la 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 ding ding ding.
So when you walked on by.
Said I couldn't believe it, no baby. Ooh,
I had to see with my own.
God of his mercy, she give me water when me thirsty. He give me food when me hungry, and give me loving when me want it. How you mean, Lord of his mercy? She give me water when me thirsty. She give me food when me hungry, and give me loving when me want it. Give it ya.
Good morning, welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Man, it's Friday. I don't know why I feel like this. It's Friday, y'all. What they say? It's a Friday evening. Bim. The people tired of working. Ba-dum, ba-dum. You know my voice already. It's leaving, but thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what you're doing at 11 o'clock. But whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that, that you decided to do that do with me. That was DJ Chronic, y'all. DJ Chronic and Sanjato B. Two young fellas that I actually know that make Bahamian music that I actually like. You see that? You see how that just sounds so wonderful and international? Must be perfect timing. La-da-da-ding. Da 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 ding ding ding. And that's an Anglistan boy, you know. True story, Chronic and I grew up across a pallet fence from one another all of our lives as children. Yeah, so it's always good when I see my corner boys doing it big. That's big stuff. Anyway, it's an open line show today. You know, we've been doing the series called Monetizing Social Media. My guest, she had to travel, so she's not in today. And so because she's not in today, and I don't know nothing but monetizing social media. That's why I don't have no monetized social media. Maybe you could call, right? 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. You could call me and tell me what it is that you do to monetize yourself in social media. Some of the joys of social media platforms. Some of the things that are going on out there. What's new? Because I don't know. I'm kind of old and funky. I'm a Facebook guy, right? That's because I like to write. So And I don't really like to write. I just like to be able to run on. So when you say stupid things to me, I could cuss on the internet and then get banned from Facebook for 21 days. And then when I come back out, I start to cussing again, right? In the good way, though, not like the bad way. Or we could talk about whatever you want to talk about. I see they look like they're having some fighting in the newspaper. Pia Glover Roll and Brenzel Roll. I just want to say, in the battle of Roll against Roll, my money on the tall one, boy. I ain't lying. My money on the tall one. I don't think Brenzel could take Pia. She very low. She look like she good for a good swirl kick, too. I saw Jamal Roll. This is a Roll Wiki. Jamal Roll did a drawing of her in Thursday's newspaper, was it? Wednesday's newspaper? Yeah. No, she looked like she good. She looked like she good for what Grammy them used to call drop kicking. You remember when your Grammy said, don't make me drop kick you? What is a drop kick? I check all the karate books in the world. I can't find out what is a drop kick, right? So, and I mean politically, of course. I don't want you to think that I'm in any way trying to condone violence of it in any kind in our politics or among our legislative body. But it's always fun to see when they come out and say, he say, she say, and they lying on me, and I never say. It's always fun to see that Michael Bintard is also officially nominated for the leadership of the party, and that window is closed as of yesterday, the 18th. And since we know now all of the key players that are going to run for leader of the Free National Movement, let me say now, I hedge in my bet with Bintard. How that sound? I ain't really sure if I like him, but I can't handle Kwesi Thompson. So, and I don't think Iram. I don't think about Iram Lewis. That's the truth. Somebody asked me the other day, what do you think about Iram Lewis? I don't think about Iram Lewis. And so I think this is going to be, I think he's going to beat them 3-1. I think he's going to beat the closest person behind him 3-1. I don't foresee him not coming out as the leader. I don't think it will matter though until February when they go to convention, which will be kind of unfair to him because if he has to contest leadership again in February, that would be kind of curious. And then it would make no sense to go to a convention and not contest all the seats again, eh? I don't know what the FNM is doing. I hope they catch themselves soon directly. If not, well, you know, sad will be their cry. So the lines are open. You can talk to me about whatever you want to talk about. It's Friday, y'all. I mean, I typically like to relax, drink liquor, and hang out with my friends on Friday. So I don't really want to talk crazy stuff. But if you want to talk something that's not crazy, if you have... because I know there's some of you that have been tuning in for the last couple of Fridays. She will be back on next week, Friday. We will talk a little bit more about monetization of social media and how to have a social media presence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't follow anything I do because I don't have a social media presence at all. But who knows? Maybe you may have some idea and you may want to be able to help me with that. You could text me also on 422-4796. A text right here saying, great show as usual. What does it say? This must be for Aaron's show. This one here says, great show, as you said, what is this? Great show, as your second problem, I have you as a host, promise your loyal listeners. I promised you all Tata Tuesdays every Tuesday in the month of October. I delivered that, didn't I? Did I not deliver that? Did I not have the guests that came and talked about their journey through breast cancer. Then this month, I promised you on Tuesdays that I would bring you pregnant in the pandemic, right? And I didn't even really promise you all these monetization of social media shows. I just thought it was a really cool thing to talk about on Friday. But I delivered on the Tata Tuesdays during the month of October. This year says, Miller, Monica is trying to close down McDonald's by Grab. Well, I could go and help him. This here says, what is Sewn Directly? You don't know what that is? Sewn Directly? This one here says, we cannot have. It is inappropriate to have that on the radio, I'm advised. So, but next year, October, stay tuned. We'll be back. This one here says, don't worry about the FNM, buddy. They'll be just fine. Did they ever find out who opened Munnings Road on election night? It seems like this New Day administration is trying to sweep that under the rug. If the people of Munnings Road feel like they were offended, then they should just take it to court. Let's take a phone call. Come on and call. You're on. Hey, Robert.
Good morning. Now, let me tell you what first. Now, this is the perfect time to do a public debate between those three young men, right?
Mm-hmm.
perfect time. So how they think, how they temperament is, how they speak to us, how they perfect debate. Because we got the most of the legislation, why don't we go on the ballot?
Well, you know what's so funny, Robert? And I don't disagree with you, right? But I will tell you this. I don't know if that's something Bahamians require from their politicians. You know, I hear this call. I hear this call for public debates, la, 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 right? But the truth of the matter is, I mean, when have you ever had a politician or seen a politician in an open space and people asked him anything about his stance on abortion or his stance on birth control? Well, you know what's so funny to me? I see Jasper Ward is actually taking to task the seven women elected to the parliament about their stance on marital rape, right? And I think she said something like three of them answered, two didn't answer, and two were still waiting on an answer, something to that effect.
That's why they gave what we got the last election.
Yeah, but the point I make to you is, I mean, first of all, I guess I commend Jasper Ward for asking the question, but if I was them, I wouldn't answer either. Why? Because that would be a personal view of mine, and y'all don't ever require that from members of parliament, so why are you requiring it from me?
Because you could make choices for us, but we have to live for or die with being our prime minister. See, we've been letting black holes doors, picking men. We don't know who they is, who they monitor, what children they got, how they believe in God. We just pick any name I know. Because did you know what? Bam being the money is right. He's been more prime minister than now in 2 months and maybe in 4 years. Do you realize he's been married to all these big people who are married, all of the people? But Bam is being like prime minister, I would say. Maybe Doc and Dorn are the 4 years, Doc and Dorn, because he knows. He brings the lips like this, he brings the functions back, he cannot think, he cannot speak. Why is he there? The population put his hand in a high position. And now he's stuck with it. We need to give the three of the best young men. Now, I don't think that is sharp as a trick, but let's listen, right? Let's say clear to the room. We can give you a trust to your friends.
If I would trust the Wayne Sands?
If you might have been there, right? Would you trust the Wayne Sands? No, and the Wayne Sands' main goal is to be prime minister.
Well, I mean,
he wants to be prime minister of the country.
What would your options be? Dwayne Sands at this present moment stands no threat at all to Michael Bindad.
No, but you see, she's Robert Sherman. Her main goal, remember, you see what he did every day. Every day said, I want him no more. He was the worst, and I went in. Let me tell you, it took me well 2 weeks to say he ran again.
Okay, Robert, thank you. Let me read a couple more of these text messages. You can call me 323-623-2354-316-325-4259. This here says, did they ever find out? Okay, no, I read that already. This one here says, Miller, a dropkick. I like the way y'all try to justify these things. Miller, a dropkick is when you drop after the kick, but we need to make Pia or Brenzel prove who lying. That type of behavior is foolishness. They like children. This one here says, morning, leaving. Let's go to McDonald's after the show. Nope. I can't go to McDonald's after the show. Let me tell you why. I've been trying to give road traffic some money for about 6 hours yesterday. And they ain't take it. I can't back the hand there with money in my pocket. Michael Alkidas. Dear Michael Alkidas. I won't give the people by road traffic the money what in my pocket that is legal tender. I know it's legal tender because it got 80 Hannah face on it. So these the new ones. And I can't get the people by road traffic to take this money out my pocket. And I hear you talking about how the recurring expenditure is overwhelming us and we gonna have to operate in a deficit. But Mike, I won't put $300 on the bill. And the people down there by road traffic can't figure out how to take this $300 out my pocket. You think you could help me with that? Because all I want to do is get the government money. I don't want to do nothing else. I want to spend every waking day of my life figuring out how to give Michael Halkidas some money to spend around it. That's what I want to do. After 18 months of not being able to figure out much things around here, the only thing I want to do for the PLP in this new day is help them operate at less of a deficit by giving them the money out of my pocket to put in the treasury. Man, in Jesus' name, y'all, please help me with that, all right? Don't move. It's Stephen Miller. I'm going to the break. We'll be back.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join LaVon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hello, I'm Jermaine Kemp, a patient care assistant at Sunland Rehabilitation Center. I am one of many standing proudly on the front line of healthcare during the global COVID-19 pandemic, and I am vaccinated. I made the decision to get the AstraZeneca vaccine after attending information session to learn more about it. I felt it was important to ensure that I did not spread the COVID-19 to my family, friends, and most importantly, my patients. My patients depend on me for their care, and I consider it a privilege to serve. I invite you to join me in keeping our clients, colleagues, and community safe by choosing to be vaccinated. We can do this, Bahamas. Together, we can beat COVID-19 one vaccination at a time.
This message has been brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority and the Sandilands Rehabilitation Center.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm in China again. Ha! Ha! Life comes with ups and downs. We got the answer to the end. Somebody broke in on me house and give me money, now me can't pay rent. Seem like it's no one to call. No one can lend me a cent. I just pray to the Most High and turn and say, holy, holy, hallelujah. And all my life I hold my trust in you, Jah. I don't worry about the heathens. I don't worry about the pagans. Please, oh Jah, protect me from these demons. I will shine again. I will shine again.
I just feel my Anglican on this one. I don't know what's going on. I was listening to this on the way here in the car. I just was listening to some good old Anglican boy music. It was just shoo doo 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 doo. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is it caller? Good morning, Colin. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Bill. How you doing, my good buddy?
Hey, Sparky.
I heard you was a Mali boy, that's true.
No. I'm from Anglistan. No, Sparky. I'm from Anglistan. I'm from Mini Street.
You can't be a Mali boy.
No. I'm from Mini Street. Now, I support the Valley Boys group.
No, but the Valley Boys don't stop at Wolf Road, you know.
Well, I just want to make sure you know I ain't out the Valley.
No, you're out the Valley. I come from the Valley.
I know you out the Valley.
You got to be... possible for, but anyway, I was researching it, and we's behaving, we nosy. We like to know what's going on before the Tribune and the Guardian tell us. We like to know ahead of time what happened. But I've been trying to research the McDonald's fiasco. The thing down there by the university and the college and the decarbonized place about the Mr. Monka thing. But I found out to know that a business owner told me that they have the right to tell you they don't want you on their property.
A business owner could decline your yes. All businesses.
I'm trying to find out what caused all this problem. Now there's a crew of people I heard that the management wanted to get rid of a crew of people who've been coming on there from the commission inquiry time. It's a group of them Glenn Horn went all the way back to Ali Butler and Henry Boswick. They called themselves the Kitchen Cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
They used to meet down there, but there were 12, 13 of them, and then sit in the lobby area of McDonald's, come in and buy maybe one donut, and bring one Guardian, and order one coffee, and sit there from around 7 o'clock in the morning to about 2 o'clock in the day,
mm-hmm.
discussing politics. And also, the management was angry. This is what I'm being told.
Mm-hmm.
That these big grown men also be harassing the young girls who's coming in there.
Well, let's not allege that.
But I said, this is what I'm being told.
Right, but I'm saying, unless we could substantiate that, I don't want to allege that.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's the truth either. Mm-hmm. I just said I've been told that.
Okay.
But the management said they had enough. So they said when Biggity, Bussy Ford, fella that had the nerve to tell him, okay, enough today. We don't want you in here no more, you and your group, and we don't want the money no more. Please leave the property.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to leave, but a group of them were carried on by the front of the man, though. So they began the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told by a business owner, a Bahamian business owner, who owns a large business right here, that management and the company have the right to decline.
Management does reserve the right. Management reserves the right, Sparky, you are correct. Management reserves the right to deny you access.
The troublemakers want to do, I'm talking about close down the place. I think management is correct in what they said. If you come into my place, use it of my lobby all my time to eat one dog or donut and dig up. We don't need you in here because other people want you as a chance to take
See, Sparky, okay, so let me see if I can engage you on this, right? Yes, management reserves the right to deny you access. Yes. And the men, if they feel like they were aggrieved, reserve the right to protest that decision by management.
They can't protest on the man's property, though.
Well, you can't tell them where to protest as long as they ain't breaking no rules. And you're correct. You can't do it on the property, but that don't mean they can't do it. That don't mean they can't do it right in the front of the property.
Right. You can do it outside on the side of the road or something.
Right. So
but not the front of the van, though.
So they're doing their active protest, Sparky. But you know, I'll tell you something about this town that always makes me concerned, right?
Yeah, let me hear this.
Because these things border very closely on classism, and that troubles my spirit. Could you explain to me the difference between what it is they're doing over there at McDonald's and what happens over at Starbucks, where somehow if you sit down for 6 hours and drink one cup of coffee, you are the intellectual. But if you go to McDonald's and drink one cup of coffee and sit down for 6 hours, you are a vagrant. I don't like these classist arguments. They don't make sense to me. How is it that if I decide to pay $7 for a cup of coffee, right, and sit down in a lounge and steal the people Wi-Fi for unending hours, I am to be considered among the intelligentsia of the population? But if I did the very same thing over at somewhere where the coffee costs $1, I am somehow of a lesser life form. I don't understand.
I don't understand how you
make the differentiation.
I see where they meet a happy medium right now, because I just saw a picture come over that now looks like the group moved underneath the almond tree between first was number one bookstore,
mm-hmm.
and the university. So they're right between the university and the library underneath the almond tree. So right now we can say there's intellectual vagrants now.
Well, what I would say is, if anybody, and this is how I know we don't use brain power around here. First of all, you're talking about maybe 60 years of institutional knowledge sitting among those people. I'm shocked that you've never been there with them, Sparky, because I have on occasion visited them once or twice.
Yeah, I did them every time I sit down.
And so,
I got a lot of them are my friends.
Right, and so I don't see them as loitering, right? And they are actually patronizing the business with the purchase of the coffee. But the point I make is, if any coffee shop in this country that was trying to build a clientele, I would happily go and send those men an invitation to come sit in my coffee shop and possibly even build them a nice little veranda to sit under. Because
yeah,
I promise you, the draw from those men.
Thank you, April, for giving me that chance.
The draw. Talk to me, Sparky.
I like you. You see, I could go someplace and visit, but I can't sit down those 6 hours. I'm at a stop in there, hail Nesbitt or hail somebody, and I'll just chit chat for 5-10 minutes and then I go on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see, I like you. I can't even sit in the bar for 6 hours talking, drinking my Guinness.
I agree. But again, you and I are not the be all and the end all. There are people that are different from us. And so there are people that, do you know that you could go in when Starbucks was up and running, you could go in Starbucks almost on any given day. And I can tell you the people that could be sitting in there when you get there. I won't call their names, but you guaranteed to meet them there. How is that? And somehow that make them smart. All they do is stare at the laptop like this. I know you ain't doing no work. No work requires this level of staring, all right? We know you ain't doing nothing. You can stop pretending, put this little laptop in your bag, drink a $6 coffee, and just lounge off, because all you really want to do is get free WhatsApp. All right? But, you know, Sparky, we have to be very careful to make sure we don't end up in the places we fought to get out of with this whole colorism thing, all right? Let's read a couple more of these text messages. You can call me. Let's talk about anything. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. But if I was in marketing at a coffee shop, I was calling Rodney Munger, and I was going to make him the brand ambassador of my coffee shop, because that's literally, I don't know, 15 people every day, and that is a revolving 15, and the man is leader of the woman, them for whatever you believe. I would have him on his 10-hour-a-week platform advertising my coffee shop. It just makes sense. I think McDonald's is too big a franchise to realize the influence of that, but hey, you know, that's just me, just a boy from Prince William. I ain't been to school for marketing or none of that stuff, but that just sounds like the easiest way to pick up consistent clients. This one here says, good morning. My mother used to say, she just come from cack the hell down the road, jack the hell down. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Branzel said Pia lied about the amount of people staying home. Then he said the FNM told 20 people to stay home in Freeport and 10 in Nassau. Levin Pintard said they never fired PLPs, but said they didn't renew contracts. They think we stupid. They didn't renew, but the PLP fired. It's really pathetic. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Are there any updates with the implementation of governmental boards? Nope, that's pending. And I don't like the way they're trying to play with my intelligence either. Right, because he promised me these boards 2 Wednesdays ago, and then he come and bring Quentin Lightborn them name out here and make us all feel good, and Andrew Burrows and all of them. Is it Andrew Burrows? He in the Burrows? You know that. The Andrew, I mean, the lawyer. And then I hear nothing else from them, and no board, and no nothing. And next thing I know, the Prime Minister was in London, and then the Prime Minister was going to party with the Americans. And then what else he do? And then he was in Bimini, chicken shovel in the sand. I ain't hear boards yet. And I can tell you this now. Today is the 19th of November, which means if we don't get to that before the 1st of December, we can rest our board appointment, Sani die, and it'll be till January 10th. Because the PLP did this wonderful thing where they give us a holiday January 10th. And so the Bahamian calendar, like the Chinese calendar, don't start January 1st when the rest of the world don't start. No, New Year's Day in the Bahamas. It's January 10th. Bahamians ain't doing no work before that. So January 11th or 12th, maybe, you could look for some work. And then probably look for some boards. But I could promise you, if they don't get to it before the 2nd or the 3rd of December, it shan't happen. This one here says, Levin Miller, for that text, the soon directly is actually supposed to be soon directly. It's a Gullah Geechee phrase that we Bahamians adopted from our Gullah ancestors down in Louisiana. That's where many Bahamians descended from. Okay. So what is a drop kick? Thank you so good. Because I used to say, drop kick? How you could do that, Grammy? You could drop kick me? Who could do the drop in? I don't understand. I know what a spin kick look like. You know? I know what a jump kick look like. I know what a standing post kick look like. But what exactly, explain to me, Grammy, is a drop kick? This one says, I put Jasper to task on her foolishness and line of questioning on Twitter. It feels like bullying these women. This energy was not given to anyone else. And I wouldn't, and if I was one of those women, particularly the ones in cabinet, I wouldn't speak, because cabinet has to take an official position on it. It ain't make no sense. I go Lenin, my personal views to this. The prime minister has heard what's been going on out there. The prime minister has made his statements. And at such time as he decides that his cabinet will address this, I will lend my voice in cabinet to what the government's position will be. No further questions. Thank you very much, Jasper. It's always delightful to see you. Nice jacket. And then you walk off. You don't have to answer these questions. Great show as usual. Please don't say you have $300 on you because Pookie Dem is listening to your show too. Pookie Dem know I from Angliston. Mr. Miller, I feel the same way you do. I want to license my vehicle up to where $300 will take me, even if it's just to take me to the end of this year because my vehicle wasn't licensed since 2020. This one says, one is fast food in and out. The other is branded for... So why they have a lounge? Because they could just have a drive-thru. Or they could just have a walk-up window. Aren't they doing that these days? Y'all build a lounge because y'all want me to lounge. And all I'm saying is, we have to be very cautious of the way us in the society let people get away with practicing classism. Because classism is the outside sister of racism. And I don't want any of those visited upon me. All right? Also, the harassment of the UB females needs to be investigated and not tolerated. Well, if you could, first it needs to be substantiated first. And once you could do that, then you could do anything you want. This one here says, morning, Levin, could you tell your caller Robert that he needs to slow down when he speaks? We can't understand what he's saying. Plus, his phone has his voice sounding muffled. Okay. Robert, go get yourself a new phone. I've been told that NIB only paid pensions for 1 month only and not 2 months. Yes, I heard that conversation last evening, that NIB only paid for 1 month yesterday, and so all NIB pensioners should expect an additional payment sometime in the month of December. All right? Sparky, I'm not gonna let you say that about Sparky. This one here says, or maybe not, you know, I don't want to stifle democracy. Sparky is a hypocrite. Sometimes he complains when he gets treated badly, then he starts his white classism depending on who buy him drinks. I'm losing respect for him. So there you have it, Sparky. Someone thinks you're being hypocritical. Even here is the other aspect of McDonald's thing. How loud are these men and women when they go into McDonald's to talk? Maybe they are too loud for other customers talking politics. Then that is an issue management should address. It's very simple. You see, anything you do for peace's sake will lead to war. And so if you wanted to, for peace sake, not address them in the loud talking, now you have a war on your hands with trying to keep them off the property that they now have a reasonable expectation that they would be allowed in. Because they've been coming in for 40 years and their money was good for 40 years and they don't know why it ain't good now. And so if you had addressed the issue of loud talking, or if you had simply promulgated a sign that said no loud talking, you would now be able to build a case against them. But you didn't do that, for peace sake. And now they're outside ready to burn your place to the ground. This one here says, 323-623-32-3254-316-325-4259. You can give me a call. I'm going to the break. Levin Miller, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be back.
Find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Lavon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardians website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. Levin Miller here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashing your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. We're talking about anything you want to talk about today because that's how I feel. And we could talk about things. And I see Brenzel Roll in the newspaper. And I thought Brenzel Roll was going into retirement. That was what I thought he was going to do. But I see the younger, more dynamic Minister of State for Public Service looks like she will not be outdone. Let me read a couple more of these text messages. It says here, it means the person being kicked will drop after the kick. Well, how could you promise me that? So you can't call it a drop kick. Okay, so if you kick me and I don't drop, what is it called then? See, you only could, the reason why it's called a spin kick is because when you kick me, you intend to spin. The reason why it's called a jump kick is because when you kick me, you intend to jump. You can't promise me a drop kick because you don't know what I could do. You may kick me and I may not move. You see what I said? Yeah. So I think we need to test that theory a little bit. This one here says, LOL, you obviously don't watch wrestling. A drop kick is a standing kick coming off of 2 feet the same time while jumping in the air and kicking someone with them. Okay, so you're saying to me, so I have to stand up. I'm going to visualize this now. And then jump, and the two of my foot must come in the air, and I kick the same time, and then drop on the ground. That's what a drop kick. That's all it that could hurt me. I don't know if I like that. Let's take this call. Good morning, Cole. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
I feel good.
Hey, Mr. Miller.
Mm-hmm.
You think the world would be a better place to be? I don't know alcohol.
I don't know. I don't make your case. I don't know.
No, man. I mean, at least people don't have diabetes. You don't have people getting erratic when they get when they consume alcohol and, you know, all the other things that come along with it faster than.
Well, if that's the case, we should stop drinking tea too, because white sugar in tea causes all of those things.
Yeah, not like alcohol, though.
Could you please provide me the science to prove that?
Okay. When people eat a lot of sugar, they have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. And it makes them erratic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when people drink a lot of rum, they drop all the inhibitions and they start doing some weird things and they get drunk and it's like your body goes through a cycle and it's like you're vomiting, you don't know where you're sleeping, you don't know who do what to you, whatever.
Too much
and
running. I don't know what the point is. Take me to the point
I'm saying, you wake up with a headache, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, your friends tell you, look here, to get over the headache, you need to drink some more. You're drinking all morning, all day. Until you reach a point, you reach that saturation point when you take one drink and then, you know, you can't really handle it anymore. I mean, like alcohol, I think we should ban alcohol, man. Rum.
Okay.
Because BM is like rum too much, man.
Okay. I can make the case that some people like
Do you drink
woman.
Alcohol?
I do.
Are you serious?
What do you mean by serious? You ask me a question, I answer you. What do you mean if I'm serious?
I mean, you sound very intelligent, man.
Mm-hmm.
You consume enough stuff.
Mm-hmm. You eat white sugar?
No.
You should go and... You don't eat sugar?
No, I don't eat white sugar, no.
Okay, what kind of sugar do you eat?
I don't eat no sugar per se. I mean, if it's insane items or...
Because I was about to tell you, you can't avoid sugar. You know why? They made the entire world... You can go Google it. Sugar has done more damage in the world than tobacco has.
Processed sugar, that is.
And what do you consume that sugar isn't in?
Well, like, you know what they consume? Mr. Miller.
Unless you eat an almond leaf off of a tree, you are eating sugar.
And Mr. Miller, unlike plenty of persons, when they go in the store, they just pull their jolly. When I go in the store, I go with hardly anything because when they look around, all they see is Buddhism gin and genetically modified or full of sugar and full of starch and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they even eat again because that's no nutrition, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you take time to understand what your body really need and some of the stuff in the store, you're just buying and wasting your money, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like the alcohol and all this, your body didn't need that, man. Your body don't need to be, I mean, that's such a mood thing, to be feeling like hangover for 2 days or a day and a half. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like yourself, I mean, how could you do that to yourself?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I intend to meet with my friends this afternoon. I am drinking gin. When you see me later on this evening, just in case you want to know what's in my cup, it's going to be gin. I have a wonderful little technique, though. It's called adding water, and that's what I intend to have this afternoon. So I don't really know what the point was, but something's going to kill us all. I say... To you, there's nothing religiously that stops me from doing it. There's nothing morally in my mind that I could think about that stops me from doing it. And it makes for wonderful social settings. And like I said, if you make the argument that the thing is destroying my body, then so is sugar. And your mommy give you that. Your mommy put the sugar on the kitchen counter where you could reach it as a child. As toxic as sugar was. The people in the marketing companies put the sugar to the... You ever wonder... Why the candy and the chocolate them to the cash register? That ain't because they can't find nowhere else to put it. It's because they know you are a junkie. And so they put your drug right where you could see it. And the minute the woman give you back $1.70, guess what you do with it? Miss, you might as well throw this chocolate in there. Man, let me get two of these. Boy, I see one of these gummy in a long time. It's because you're an addict. So, you know, if you're going to preach the gospel of clean living to me, I want you to eat keen leaf. Almond leaf and pear leaf and mango leaf. And I want you to go down by the pond and scrape salt out the pond and season it with that. Because anything else, you probably suffering from the same thing I'm suffering from, okay? And sugar has caused more people to lose limbs and have diabetic seizures and erratic behavior more than any amount of alcohol on the planet. So I don't know what you're talking about. And yes, I am very serious. I'm drinking the gin with the water in it this evening. That's my drink of choice. Levin, so it looks like the PLP got caught off guard with the election, eh? Because I thought they would have had these board appointments already on paper before election. I don't know what they're doing. I just know that they aren't. I don't know. I don't want to talk about them in that light. Hopefully they get it right, you know? It's only 58 months. You will drop hard when I kick you. That's what a drop kick means. Okay. I can see that. Let's take this call, Libra. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. How are you doing today?
I feel good.
You know the thing about you know what I think the problem with the world is?
Mm-hmm.
People don't really know how to consume alcohol or all these other stuff, which you call the sugar and moderation. Because
mm-hmm.
what it does is it takes some thinking. Someone once told me that out of 100% of the people in the world, 5% of the people think, 15% of them believe they could take an 80% or rather die than thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's just putting a thought to a factor in this. What we do is we actually, we focus so much on muscles and the strength of things and on the physical body and focus so little on the mental part of things, which is the real man, because God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. So mm-hmm. he was talking to Jesus and they were spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people just don't think, because think puts you in touch with the God side of man, and many people in it rather die than think.
I completely agree.
Nobody just thinking, and thinking is way though, than thinking and analyzing the situation. If you were to think about it and analyze the situation, then we'll not be cutting movies on social media.
I think I think a lot of people, particularly in the Bahamian population, suffer from the Sadducee syndrome is what I'm going to call it in this instance. So they don't drink liquor. And so now liquor is terrible. All of y'all who drinking liquor, y'all going to hell. Yeah, but you like touching yourself in the nighttime when ain't nobody watching. You ain't think Jesus could see you, eh? You go into hell too. Yeah. I don't ever get it. I don't get it. Oh, how could you be intelligent and put alcohol in your body? I mean, you talking to me? Well, why you're walking everywhere you go? And don't you realize your car is killing you? Don't you realize that having enough money to drive wherever you want is killing you, and that your heart really could use the exercise from the walk from home to wherever you live? Ah, boy. 60s babies here. A flying dropkick is when you run with all your speed, jump in the air with legs held close to the groin as possible, and then push and kick someone as you extend your foot with all your might. The person always falls to the ground. But that don't sound like that is like the kicker. Or it's just me. I can't imagine my 200 pounds trying to pull that off. I can't. And what is going to stop me from hitting the ground? I don't like that idea. I don't like that idea. Down with McDonald's, they selling dog. I'm not going to say that. Come on. PLPs don't respect private property. McDonald's is private property. Monka and crew are guilty. Well, they should call the police and have them arrested. A dropkick is when a person leaps in the air and hits the ground using the energy from the ground to jump to... What is this? Using the energy from the ground to finish the kick against the adversary. Let's take this call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing this morning?
Hey, JJ.
You know something? I glad how you spoke. I got a call a while ago. You know, I drink 8 push every day. And don't do me nothing. It looks at me like, hey, boy, you want to drink healthy? And then die in. And like you said, people die in a bunch of fast food. I ain't calling about anything.
Yeah.
You know, healthy food. I cook my good food every day.
Mm-hmm.
I make my coconut water and gin, natural drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I said my stuff. Hey, don't mind the people, you know. They be wearing the wrong things,
yeah.
Man. Huh? Like I said, people dying from shit every day.
Yeah. No, you
are. Trust is all about the garbage, man.
You're absolutely correct.
Go ahead.
I say you're absolutely correct, JJ.
Yeah, man. See, you can't listen to these people like this, man. See, we got a way on the street to educate, you know. I want them on the things, but playing them in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like my call, my brother.
I appreciate you, JJ. So they never drink a drop of liquor in their life, but that's what they get into hell for. Hi, Mr. Miller. And I don't think they believe in hell, but that's what they get dead from. Hi, Mr. Miller. A dropkick is when you bend lowering your body to the side and kick with one foot. Okay. This here says, Barry, I got your message. I will be there. Okay. This one here says, Miller, you crack me up. Thank you very much. The purpose of broadcast is to inform, to educate, and entertain. So hopefully I don't want to drink. Is it illegal for a company to have a sick leave policy that allows employees to have less days than stipulated in the Employment Act? If you signed a contract, whatever you agreed to in a contract is what you're bound by. Mr. Miller, there is no legal authority to remove people from the various boards. So until people resign, the new boards can't be put into place. Okay. Something is wrong with you. Is there? How could you go to hell for touching yourself if you don't use it? You might lose it. Well, tell Jesus when you meet him. It's a reason why Jesus provided more wine for the wedding and not Heineken. Well, I don't like wine. This one here says, leaving people complain about my drinking, but I tell them, you 300 pounds, what you think caused that? Then they get upset. LOL, these judgmental people are idiots. Leaving people that smoke cigarettes and cigars look at people that smoke dope as less. You see how stupid people are? People just need to focus on their demons. I have something I actually need to do. You know, I just want to say, I want to send a special message, because I've got about 3 minutes. I want to send a special message to someone, right? Because I have to do this, and I don't want to forget to do this. To Miss Portia Poitier, I want to say that you are a saved woman. You are saved, and I believe when you are old, your hair will grow long and white and flow to the middle of your back, and all of your children will forever love you. And you will never, ever, ever have to walk as an old woman to catch the bus to NIB. All right? That is my prayer for you. This one here says, great show. We needed this today. This one here says, leaving gin and coconut water and milk, buddy. I don't like milk in anything I drink. This one here says, great show. We needed this today. I appreciate that as well. Good morning, leaving. We are enjoying your show today. Also, these songs that introduce your show, where can we get a copy? They're on YouTube. That's DJ Chronic. I'm about to get out of here, though. So I want to leave you all with one from Chronic, right? Because Chronic is this my childhood neighborhood friend, right? And cousin, this is my cousin. You know when you grow up so close in the ghetto, you just automatically be cousins? Yeah. And so I want to leave you all with this. But it's Friday, so I have to leave you all with the warning. The one that I like to leave every Friday is do everything you can to make sure that you don't kill nobody. But greater than that, do even more to ensure that nobody don't kill you. And if you do that, I'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Levin Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. DJ Chronic to take us out here on this Friday afternoon.
Yo, everybody in life either know somebody or it has happened to them. You know? For what some people who you call friend. Cause not every friend happy for you when you're winning, you know, dog. Oh, well, oh, well, oh, well, well, well. Time to switch up the energy. Some say them are your friend, but them are your enemy. Well, fire on the bad mind and all the jealousy.